It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Respect the text from the 660. On the come, 610 Sports for breaking viral news yesterday. Love loyal listeners.
I do too.
That report was on 610 Sports Radio this morning.
I love when people get the bit too. Like, it's just so good.
From the 816, Rivera came up as a starter.
Yeah, maybe he was doing a 14-second delay.
That's fine.
I didn't realize he started 10 games. I have no recollection of Mariano Rivera ever starting. What year was that? 95?
There you go. Nail on the head. It said he struggled.
Yeah. And then he went to the bullpen and figured out how to throw a cutter, and then boom.
The only 100% Hall of Fame voter of all time, if I'm not mistaken.
I think there's two.
Was Jeter 100% of the vote, too?
I think that's it. I think it's Jeter and Mariano.
Yeah.
Well, that report was on 610 Sports Radio this morning.
Thank you.
He's technically not wrong, but we'd like to let everybody know that we are on the FM dial.
Right.
And that we go by 96.5 The Fan now. So get off the AM, go to the FM. It's a lot clearer of a sound. What's the news, Mac?
Looks like it's a tie at number two, both with 396 out of 397, Jeter and Suzuki.
So he's the only one.
Okay.
Well done. So Mariano Rivera is the only player in baseball history to have 100% of the votes to get into the Hall of Fame, as reported on.
Well, that report was on 610 Sports Radio this morning.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Power conferences are dominating college basketball again.
Did you see all the buzz yesterday about that on the X and whatnot?
Well, because people want the upsets.
Right.
And there wasn't a whole lot. There was Arkansas.
And people don't consider that an upset because it's a brand program, right?
They're in the big Power Four.
Yeah, and that's all that's left in the Sweet 16. How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it because, look, I'm going to sound like a hater, but, like, I want – when I don't have a dog in the fight, and a lot of you out there probably don't because you're either KU or Missouri.
Yeah, nobody has a dog, like, in the fight around here.
I'm thrilled to watch Kentucky and Tennessee.
Let's go.
I'm thrilled to watch Duke and Arizona.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Like, I'm thrilled to watch Arkansas and Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, big matchups, good matchups, right? Like, you say you won't watch if it's Duke versus Auburn in the final. Yes, you will.
You know what? If it was VCU versus Hampton, you'd say, I'm not watching. I don't care about those schools.
Or if it was like Duke versus Colorado State.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, this is a great run. Colorado State won a couple games. They wouldn't beat Duke. It would be, the final score would be another 20-point victory by Duke. And you'd be like, championship sucked. Mm-hmm. But if it's, I don't know, could you imagine if it's Kentucky, Arkansas? Oh, wow. I mean, like,
that would be fantastic.
Now that would be, my God, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Is that what we're rooting for now? Kentucky, no. Arkansas, and the national championship?
Not if you're Mac Morey.
Yeah, no.
But if Tennessee loses, he is.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm rooting for, quite honestly, I would love to see, like, Florida versus Duke. I think that's your most electric, entertaining battle. But again, we're not mentioning, you know,
Houston, Auburn.
Yeah, we're also not mentioning, you know, Iola or, you know, Norfolk State or Chicago, whatever. Loyola Chicago with Sister Jean, who I believe is still kicking.
Right. Still kicking.
Yeah. She's not dead
there
yet.
Would have been a tribute in the tournament to her had she passed.
She's 103,
like,
I think.
Yeah, just like there would have been for Gilbert Brown.
Yeah.
Who's still alive.
Still alive.
You'd know that.
Well, that report was on 610 Sports Radio this morning.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, when it comes to, like in the NBA Finals, honestly, give me the Lakers and the Celtics.
Like, that's going to get you to watch.
And it's also going to be entertaining.
Yep.
You're going to have Tatum and Brown and all those big stars over there. Pritchard, our guy.
Heck yeah.
You know, and then you're going to have Luka, LeBron, that star power. And even though you might hate watch it, you're still watching.
You're still watching.
And I think that's something that's fun about sports. Like, I hate watch the World Series.
But you watched every pitch.
And I got to watch Freddie Freeman have his historic run. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm not watching. I would have been like, oh, he did what?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't watch Atlanta, Texas, or whoever it was, whenever. I don't know if it was definitely not Atlanta, Texas, because Atlanta won the World Series and Texas won the World Series. But, like, I wasn't, you know, but like college basketball, yeah, the Cinderella story is fun for like the first weekend. And then after that, it's like, okay, give me the action.
You want the big guy. And define Cinderella, because we were sitting around yesterday trying to define Cinderella. For me, it's making it to the Final Four. That's a Cinderella run. Very tough to do. You have the Sweet 16. I don't hate that. That's fine. However you want to define, you know, Cinderella. How do you define it, Mac?
I don't know. Sweet 16 is fine with me, too. Elite 8 is for sure. You know, I feel like, but Sweet 16 might be just two good games. But if you won three games, which is getting the Elite 8, that's consistency. That's a trend. That's a run. That's a Cinderella story.
That's a Cinderella story.
And I think those are still possible with the NIL stuff. And I agree with you guys saying big dogs are better. Absolutely the brands that matters more for the sport. Mm-hmm. I think we're still going to get that more often than not. I don't think that Cinderellas are dead. That's all I'm saying.
You'd like to see the upsets on Thursday and Friday, and then once you get past all that, it's like, all right, let's get the big names there so I can watch. But what truly defines a Cinderella? Because we went through the list yesterday, and you said from what year to what year there was the NCAA did not consider somebody a Cinderella?
It was like early 1990, 1991 till 2006, till that George Mason team.
Yeah, so it went from like Loyola Marymount, Bo Kimble, Hank Gathers, that era, and all the way to
06.
06 before there was another
15-year gap.
Yeah, so
they don't happen as much as you think.
They really don't.
Like, again, that's the perception of sports. You know, like the Hollywood Browns always injured perception. Well, that's not the case.
No.
The Cinderella stuff happening all the time, we remember those moments. We celebrate those moments, and therefore we think they happen a lot, but they really don't.
But it's also how they're covered.
Yeah.
Loyola Chicago was, I mean, insanely focused on.
Right.
Wichita State.
Shaka Smart beat VCU.
Right.
They beat Kansas.
Right.
They beat a blue blood. Whoa. You know, like.
It was crazy.
Because we don't consider Bucknell or Bradley.
Not a Cinderella. They won the first round. They didn't get past that.
So, you know? I would say second weekend clarifies you to be the Cinderella.
Okay, I'm good with that. Yeah. Sweet 16, you get out of the first weekend.
Because you sure as hell weren't supposed to win your first game. Then you won your second game, and now you're going to go play a spoiler possibly again the second weekend, and you've carried that momentum because what have we talked about this morning? Nothing last night, nothing today, nothing tomorrow, and then it's like opening day, March Madness, baseball on Saturday, baseball on Sunday, and it's like an overkill.
Yeah.
But until then, if there's a Cinderella story there, you're talking about, you know, Sister Jean's leather in her wheelchair, how she's still rolling around, how Loyola Chicago got here, the two kids, one's from the local aspect. You find all these stories. Like, Drake was fun, and then they weren't.
And then
their coach went to Iowa, and their number one player transferred, and no one's talking about Drake anymore.
Athletic director held like a symposium yesterday, and he's not happy that after 1 year, his coach left. That's college athletics now, man.
Amen.
That guy got an opportunity. Yeah, you gave him an opportunity to leave Northwest Missouri State to go to Drake, but then Iowa came calling. I mean, that's just kind of the way it works.
And shouldn't you want that?
I would think so. Look at our job, man. Guys are going to good jobs after here.
That's
right?
Good. You want that?
It's like, you know, and I think these two texts are kind of nice, and I'm going to give them a little bit of respect.
Okay.
From the 620. Nobody is ever happy. 2 years ago, they were complaining that they wanted posted early, or they wanted, I don't know.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Want to post it early, but didn't want them in the Sweet 16 because then we had to watch the best teams. We wanted to watch the best teams
right,
in the end.
Right, like, that's what it all, yeah.
Right. You're like, oh yeah, this is great. It's going to, you know, whatever. And then the other one is, the problem with any Cinderella team is they have their programs getting nuked by getting big guys, and then they go via NIL and transfer portal, just an old man shouting from the sky here. No, you're right.
No, like, that's not
the
wrong.
Whole discussion yeah. We're having. It's like the power conferences. Yeah, there might be a year where like a couple of guys go to, we'll even say NC State, right? Because that's where that guy's going from McNeese State.
Right.
Let's say that they have like a little bit of a run. NC State, they do have a history, but if they had a special year where they go to the Elite Eight, you would start to sprinkle Cinderella vibes on them. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Last year with NC State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to the Final Four.
Right. Is Arkansas, since they're a 10 seed? No. Okay.
Because they're in the SEC and they have Calipari.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I just think, you know, the whole NIL thing, I'm not going to sit here and say it's screwing everything up, but it is giving those kids at the mid-majors who play well in the tournament, who take advantage of the opportunity, a chance to get NIL money.
But what it's not screwing up is that you can go, now Arkansas is relevant, now Alabama is relevant. Right.
Auburn's
relevant. It's not just KU, Carolina, Duke, Kentucky. There are more blue bloods that are getting formed because of this ability, like a UConn, like a Villanova, who I think is in that category.
Oh, Villanova is, yeah.
And I will say, if Florida wins the national championship, there's discussion to say that they might be a blue blood in college basketball as well. Mm-hmm.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.